Are you ready to run?
You're listening to the Run to the Finish podcast. This podcast focuses on discovering and developing the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We help connect all the dots between family, career, faith, and life, and we do it in less than 5 minutes. And now, here's our podcast host, Carl Prude Jr.
Today I want to share a story that I heard about a man who had inherited some land, but the land was literally on the side of the mountain in the middle of the desert. In spite of this fact, the man decided he wanted to build a home there. So he met with architects, geologists, and eventually he built a home that was an oasis and a modern marvel. He had a cascading waterfall that fed a small crystal clear stream. He had a lush garden full of flowers, vegetables, and a variety of shade trees. And the home itself was suspended out of the side of the mountain, simply stunning. One day, the local pastor decided to visit the man's home. As the pastor looked at the way the home just seemed to be suspended in midair from the side of the mountain, he said, "My, what an impressive structure. I've never seen anything like this." Well, the owner began to say, "You won't believe the work I put into building this home." But the pastor interrupted him and said, now, brother, don't be vain. Give God the glory." Then the minister saw the garden and said, "Wow, what an amazing garden." The owner began to say, "Let me tell you how complicated it was to put together this irrigation system." But the pastor cut him short and said, now, brother, don't be vain. Give God the glory." Then the pastor saw the cascading waterfall and the crystal stream and said, "Wow, this is just breathtaking." And the owner said, "Well, that was the hardest part of the whole project." But the pastor stopped him and said, now, brother, don't be vain. Give God the glory." The owner finally said, "Listen, Reverend, I do give God the glory, but you should have seen this place when God had it to himself." And this brings us to the topic for today's podcast, the true blueprint for change. When it comes to changing things that need to be changed or that we simply want to change for one reason or another, there are a lot of parallels in the faith community where I served as a pastor for over a decade and in the business world where I served in various leadership roles for about 2 decades. One such parallel could be seen in how people approached challenging situations or times of crisis. Things aren't going well, things aren't looking good, and if something doesn't change, and make a mental underline under the word change, if something doesn't change, then all will be lost. Now, most people, whether in the faith community or the secular community, they do the same thing. They start hoping that something will change. That won't work. It won't work out. Now, in the faith community, people argue that they're not just hoping, but that they're praying and they're standing on faith for God to change things. Well, you can say that if you want, but I don't think you're standing on faith because faith doesn't just stand around. Anybody can pray and tell a mountain to move, but real faith walks up to the mountain with a shovel and a wheelbarrow because some mountains aren't going to move voluntarily. Some of them, you have to cart them off one barrel of dirt at a time. In either case, my responsibility was to tell people what I'm going to tell you right now. Hope is not a strategy. Now, hope certainly has a vital role in our lives, but in and of itself, hope won't change a light bulb or fix a single problem. Nothing in this world happens outside an act of will. I have a book coming out in September called Anchored in Light. In one section of the book, I go into detail about the different kinds of will that exist in our world. Even creation has been designed with an intrinsic intelligence that literally makes things happen. And technically, nature doesn't have a will, it has a force. But the force of nature performs in a very similar manner to the will of other living creatures like men, angels, etc. If we want things in our lives to change, we have to take ownership of the situation. And with the help of God, we must make the change happen. In the process of finding out a solution or coming up with a strategy that actually works, we can see that it was within our means the entire time to change the situation. We just had to get a shovel and dig until we found what the answer was. So please understand this very simple but unavoidable concept. Change is always inevitable. Progress is always intentional. And growth, well, that's always optional. I've used up my time for today. Remember, the pathway forward always begins with the very next step. I like to conclude every episode of our podcast with a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day, this wonderful, precious gift. May each step forward today be taken with humility. May each glance backwards be seen through mercy. May we bear our pains in truth and release them in faith. May your light guide us away from darkness. May trust in your word bring stillness to our souls. Let our eyes see the wonders hidden in every moment. Give us wisdom. May our words be seasoned with understanding and spoken with grace. Strengthen our hands for the tasks set before us today. May your thoughts become our thoughts. May your ways become our ways. With your hand on our head and your name in our heart, help us run well and finish strong. Thanks for listening again. I'll see you at the finish line.
The Run to the Finish podcast is a production of Centermark, an organization with the mission to develop the best in people so they can enjoy the best in life. We welcome you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with friends. To learn more about Centermark or our director and podcast host, Carl Prude Jr., please visit our website at www.centermark.org. You can also contact us at 866-599-2470. The theme song, I Will Run, is performed by Gina Walden from her hit CD titled A Brand New Day. Available at www.abrandnewday.org. This podcast is copywritten and may not be reproduced, rebroadcast, or used for commercial purposes without written permission.